Ann Patchett is best known for her novel Bel Canto, which won, among other prizes, the Penn Faulkner Award in 2001. For almost two decades, Patchett's best friend was fellow writer Lucy Greeley. Greeley is known to many readers for her best-selling memoir Autobiography of a Face, which described the childhood cancer that destroyed her jaw and left her face permanently ravaged. Greeley's death in 2002 was deemed partly a consequence of her heroin addiction and increasing dependence on prescription painkillers. Now Ann Patchett has written a memoir called Truth and Beauty about her intense friendship with Greeley, but critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
About 6 months ago, a friend emailed me asking for recommendations for a literature course a friend of hers was putting together. The topic of the proposed course was women's friendships. I emailed back some suggestions, none of them startling. Jane Austen's Emma, Vera Brittain's Testament of Friendship, Barbara Pym's Jane and Prudence. Clearly, I was in a Brit-lit rut. Now along comes the book that anyone interested in accounts of women's friendships or the equally underexplored topic of women's ambition should read. Novelist Ann Patchett has written an extraordinary autobiography called Truth and Beauty about her long friendship with autobiographer and poet Lucy Greeley. Although it's written obviously in prose, Truth and Beauty also figures as a breakthrough book for women in another overwhelmingly male literary category, the elegy. The classical elegies were written by male poets about their dead male friends, Milton's Lycidas, Tennyson's In Memoriam. In Truth and Beauty, we have the unique situation of a female writer composing a raucous contemporary prose elegy for her dead female writer friend. In a non-sentimental way, Patchett manages to do what the great classical elegists also accomplished. She holds death at bay, in this case, Greeley's death at bay, through the vital power of words, mostly her own, augmented by selections from some of Greeley's letters. Both Patchett and Greeley were undergraduates at Sarah Lawrence College. Patchett knew who Greeley was. Everyone at Sarah Lawrence did. Greeley was a celebrity because of her elfin exuberance and her looks. Part of Greeley's jaw was missing, the consequence of childhood cancer, and she would endure nearly 40 surgeries in her life in an ultimately failed attempt to build up her face. The two women became friends when, out of economic necessity, they shared a crummy graduate student apartment. They were both accepted into the prestigious Iowa Writers' Workshop. During the day, they taught freshman English classes, and afterwards they'd write and read each other's works in progress and talk about lovers and drink beers and dance in the kitchen. Patchett hilariously recalls how the flat-chested Greeley, whose breasts didn't develop because of childhood radiation treatments, decided to use a student loan to pay for a boob job. "The best thing I ever got out of graduate school," Greeley happily said after the operation. From their first days together, Patchett fell into a caretaker role. She characterizes herself as the sensible tortoise to Greeley's spendthrift hare. Patchett cleaned their apartment and cooked what they referred to as Lucy food, half-done pancakes and other soft food that Greeley, with great effort, could swallow. Greeley, as Patchett describes her, was also an emotional handful. She craved attention and would routinely jump into Patchett's lap and ask to be carried like a child, and she'd also succumb to bouts of sobbing. What Greeley assumed would be her salvation, what Patchett, after Iowa, prayed would rescue her from a lifetime of waitressing, was writing. Both women, gifted with much talent and some luck, made it, and Truth and Beauty chronicles their joint journey out of the garret and onto the literary gravy train. After her enormous success with Autobiography of a Face, however, Greeley hit a writing block and sank deeper into debt, as well as depression over her career and the endless series of failed reconstructive surgeries. Prescription drugs and heroin gave her relief and finally took her life. Patchett doesn't shy away from recording Greeley in full because despite her physical and psychological neediness, Greeley was Patchett's soulmate, coming through for her in a way no one else could. Here's how Patchett describes their friendship. It's the best description of being with a close friend that I've ever read. Even when Lucy was devastated or difficult, she was the person I knew best in the world, the person I was the most comfortable with. Whenever I saw her, I felt like I had been living in another country, doing moderately well in another language. And then she showed up speaking English, and suddenly I could speak with all the complexity and nuance that I hadn't even realized was gone. With Lucy, I was a native speaker. Truth and Beauty is a magnificent memoir about friendship and the love of literature, and also, sadly, the limited consolations of friendship and literature against unremitting pain.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Truth and Beauty by Anne Patchett.